We got a guy we've admired since we first met him and had him on our show and talked to him in his various efforts politically. He was new to politics. He wasn't a politician. He's a businessman, an Army veteran who served in the Iraq War. And he was the Michigan GOP Senate nominee in 2018 and 2020. But came up short both times. But he is now in the heart of a big battle facing off for Michigan's 10th congressional district. He is John James, Republican congressional candidate. It's been a while, John. Nice to catch up with you. Good morning.
Hey, Paul. Good morning. Thanks for having me back on. It has been a while. So glad to be back on.
Well, so glad to have you here and to have you in the hunt once again. I think you're one of those guys that we need in public service to do the good job that I know that you can do. You easily won last week's primary election. What's your platform for the November election?
Well, I was very basic. When I talk to folks around the district, I hear the same things. We need to strengthen our economy. People are terrified about where this inflation and this recession has taken them. This irresponsible government spending is hurting everyone. We need to make our families safer. Well, we need to fund the police, prosecute crime, secure our borders, end gun violence, and get more resources for mental health. Better schools. My goodness. We need to put our kids first. If we can't prioritize our kids and get past our own political parties, shame on us. Clean up our water, whether we're talking about getting rid of PFAS, heavy metals contaminants, or making sure the Lake St. Clair and our inland rivers are protected. And then finally, ending corruption. All these politicians seem to be about self before service. I've always been about service before self, and I'll continue putting service before self the rest of my life, as I had when I went in the military to serve my country the first time.
Good for you. John James with us. What's your take on the Democrats' $750 billion health care tax and climate bill that they've had some success with right now?
Well, it's so chock full of things that opposite of what the experts have even told us will actually increase the negative plight of where Joe Biden is taking this country. On top of the $5 trillion with a T that we've already spent in the past couple of years, they want us to believe that even more spending is going to help combat inflation. They want us to believe that more government control is going to help us. They want us to believe these lies because they have nothing else. I really think that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are forecasting their policies have failed so badly that they are going to lose in November, that we are going to take back the House and we're going to have common sense come back to government, that they're swinging for the fences right now because they know that they'll never have another chance like this again.
It's pretty basic. I mean, 101, you can't spend your way out of inflation. I don't understand how they didn't get that message.
Well, see, this is why you need to have people who live in the real world. Joe Biden has been in political office in D.C. specifically since 1973. He just called $4 gas cheap. Where would he have gotten the experience in business or working as an auto worker to understand that some folks are trying to make the decision of whether or not they fill their grocery cart or their gas tank, because gas is twice what it was 2 years ago. Inflation annualizes 9% year over year, and there are Democrats talking about spending more. What they should do is they should harness our own energy resources right here in America. What we should do is not trade our dependence on Saudi oil for dependence on Chinese batteries. We need an all-of-the-above energy approach, and we also need a healthcare solution that's market-based, patient-centered, that must cover pre-existing conditions. We don't need more government in our lives. We need less government in our lives, and we need to make sure we have people with the relevant real-world experience to actually bring more power to the people, not more power to the government.
John James, Republican congressional candidate, your 30-second take on the irresponsible Nancy Pelosi Taiwan show.
Well, timing is everything. We know that. And anyone who puts their own political party or our own political standing above the country is bad for all of us. We must always stand by our allies. And because the Biden administration and our retreat from Afghanistan showed that America maybe should be questioned. America should never be questioned. We should always stand by our allies. But there's a way to do it.
All right. And we got to run. We'll talk again soon, I hope. John James, thanks, sir.
Thanks, bud.
As we continue at 729.